This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Wednesday the United States will continue relentless diplomatic efforts to prevent Russian aggression in Ukraine following his meeting in Kiev with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. Blinken told reporters should Russia carry through with aggressive intent toward Ukraine, the United States would provide additional material to the ex-Soviet country beyond that which is already in the pipeline. Secretary Blinken spoke in Kiev during a press conference with Ukraine's foreign minister. After a short trip to Berlin Thursday, Blinken will meet his Russian counterpart in Geneva Friday. French President Emmanuel Macron said Wednesday that Europeans needed to build a new security and stability framework that would require strategic rearmament as well as frank and demanding talks with Russia. He told lawmakers at the European Parliament in Strasbourg, Eastern France, quote, "We need to build it between us Europeans, share it with our allies in NATO, and propose it for negotiation to Russia," end quote. The U.S. state of New York state's attorney general has accused Donald Trump's family business of repeatedly misrepresenting the value of its assets to obtain financial benefits, citing what it said was significant new evidence of possible fraud. The accusations by Attorney General Letitia James mark a substantial escalation of her civil probe into the former U.S. president's businesses, the Trump Organization, and the roles of his adult children. They are part of her effort to force Donald Trump, a Republican, and his children, Donald Trump Jr. and Ivanka Trump, to comply with her subpoenas to testify under oath. This is VOA News. Airlines across the world are rushing to cancel or change flights heading into U.S. over an ongoing dispute about the rollout of 5G mobile phone technology near American airports. The issue appeared to particularly impact the Boeing 777, a long-range, wide-body aircraft used by carriers worldwide. Two Japanese airlines directly named the aircraft as being particularly affected by the 5G signals as they announced cancellations and changes to their schedules. The cancellations come even after mobile phone carriers AT&T and Verizon will postpone new wireless service near some U.S. airports planned for this week. Turkey's state oil operator said Wednesday it had resumed crude flows through a ruptured pipeline linking Iraqi energy fields with international markets. Tuesday's blast along the Kirkuk-Ceyhan link in southern Turkey contributed to a rise in international crude oil prices to a seven-year high. The pipeline normally carries more than 450,000 barrels a day from oil fields in northern Iraq to a Turkish port on the Mediterranean Sea. Israel's justice minister Wednesday pledged a full investigation into allegations that the controversial Pegasus spyware was used on Israeli citizens. The surveillance product made by an Israeli firm can turn a mobile phone into a pocket spying device. It has remained a source of global controversy following revelations last year it was used to spy on journalists and dissidents worldwide. According to an Israeli business news outlet, Pegasus was also used by police on citizens protesting against former Premier Benjamin Netanyahu last year when he was still prime minister. Israeli police have firmly denied the report. Three of Tonga's smaller islands have suffered serious damage from tsunami waves. Officials and the Red Cross say as a wider picture begins to emerge of the destruction caused by the eruption of an undersea volcano. An official with the International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies reported few homes remained standing after settlements were hit with 15-meter-high waves. The latest coronavirus variant will weigh on U.S. economic growth in the months ahead, but will not derail it, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen will assure the nation's mayors Wednesday as they gather in Washington. In remarks released ahead of her speech, Yellen admits the Omicron variant has presented a challenge, leading to a surge in infections and quarantine cases, keeping many Americans away from their jobs. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.